Blog Talk Radio.
Another young man to senseless violence today.
I was coming home from work, Trees, and 57 called me. And I was on the phone, you know, with the insurance company, so I couldn't answer. So I called them back, and Bruh said, man, did you hear what happened on Bennett Road? Now, you know, I take Bennett Road and Minnesota home. Tree State had a whole block taped off. A whole block taped off. News crews, news personnel, all type of policemen, ambulance, and first responders on the scene. And I'm like, what in the world happened here? As soon as I came in the door, Reese was sitting down watching the news, and they had breaking news. Man killed, three wounded, at a funeral. At a funeral. I'm done, y'all. Come on, man. Come on. We can't even have a homegoing service. The disrespect has gotten to that point.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to everybody under the sound of my voice. You have a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a cousin. Hey, some of us have uncles and aunties that we're older in. If they're a part of this younger generation, grab them, hug them, tell these children that you love them. Tell these children that we're tired of burying them. Come on, Trees. Help me out, Trees. Help me out, please.
They got to get prayed up, bro. I mean, we need everybody to get prayed up. I mean, the disrespect is at an all-time high. The world is has gone amok, run amok. I mean, it's out of control. Everybody is out of control. Kids having kids. That's another part of it. Like, kids having kids and the disrespect is at an all-time high. The only way we can get it back to where it needs to be is people need to get prayed up, and they need to find Jesus. And I ain't talking about being Catholic. I ain't talking about being Baptist. I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about actually finding Jesus and keeping the commandments and doing those type of things. That's the only thing that's going to save us. Because we are at the end of times. When it comes to this level of disrespect, we are at the end of time. We are at the end of time, y'all. And I'm with Kale. I am with DMV Kale on this one, all the way 1,000. The level of disrespect has got to stop. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're at a funeral, and then you're going to kill somebody to make it enough so they can go to another funeral? We have
y'all
to find
forgive
Jesus,
me.
Guys. No,
forgive
you're good.
Me, y'all. But this thing hurts. It really hurts, man. You know, this is not the world that I went in the military and fought for. This is not the world that I put my own life at risk for. It's not, y'all. It's not. I'm serious, y'all. Any youngster in your family, grab them. It's not like Tree said. We have to find Jesus, but we have to show these kids love, man. We have to. We have to. Some of the most inconspicuous situations that I found myself in as a young man, it was hearing my mom, my grandma, and my pops and my family members constantly telling me how much they loved me. That kept me down the right path. That kept me from doing things that I knew were wrong. It's no way you can't tell me, young man, when you even had that idea to go to this funeral and shoot it up, you can't tell me you didn't think in your mind at all that this is the wrong thing to do.
Right.
You can't. I got a partner at work. Within the last few months, this man has gone to 2 funerals, senseless killings of his partners, senseless killings. And it just continues and continues and continues. Y'all, come on, man. Grab them nieces, yeah, nephews, cousins.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I don't even care if he's just a friend of your child. Grab him up. Hug him. Let him know you are loved, man. You are loved not just by me, but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He loves you. You guys are taking each other out senselessly.
Young
I'm
King.
Sorry, y'all. I did not mean to go this way, y'all. I really did not mean to go this way. But this thing hit me hard. It hit me hard. Yeah. Now, I don't know for sure any of the persons involved are actual associates of mine. But guess what? They are part of the human race. We all are part of the human race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I just think some of these young adults,
they don't fear God. And that's another thing that was wrong, because if you fear God and you know God is a forgiving God, right? So how can you kill your brother? Because he's another king on this earth. Like, he's a king that represents God on this earth. So if you look at him, and God can forgive us for all our sins, it's nothing that the next man or woman can do that will make me want to kill that person. The natural instinct is to be angry. I mean, that's a natural motion of anybody, to be angry.
Right.
But not angry enough to kill someone. You know what I mean? Like, let's not be so angry and so haste to kill someone so frivolously. You know, and about anything. Because now it affects everybody when you do that. Like, when you kill someone, you didn't just kill that person. You killed the mom's dream. If that person had kids, you know, family members, people that love them. You know, it affects everybody. It affects everybody. It affects a whole slew of people. You have to be mindful that if we look at each other like kings on this earth, like young God on this earth, not saying quote-unquote God, but if we look at each other like God on this earth, you know what I mean? We won't do all these mass shootings. It would never happen, because I don't want to kill my brother. God said, love thy brother. I am my brother's keeper. You your brother's keeper. I'm my sister's keeper. It has to stop. And us keep saying it has to stop is one thing, but we have to put it into motion that we all, like Kiel is saying, show each other more. And we say it all the time on the show. If you love them, they should already know. We say it all the time.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to get on my soapbox, because my soapbox is just like Kale's soapbox. Like, I'm fed up. Like, I'm fed up, too. I got 2 sons myself. I have 2 sons myself. I love on them as much as I can. You know? Like, come on, y'all. We got to do better as a people. We just have to do better as a people.
Yes. Yes. And understand this, as a people, I'm saying, as a black person, as a white person, as a Mexican person, as an Indian person, we have to do better as a people. The human race, there's no color in the human race. There's no color. We all bleed. When I stub my toe on my bed, it hurts. And I guarantee you, when you stub your toe, it hurts.
Yeah.
When I see senseless situations like this, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. All right, y'all. Okay. On today's KO Corner episode, we will discuss this weekend's light and flyweight championship fight. Lightweight and flyweight championship fight. And let me tell y'all about my co-host. I'm bringing him back around now. My co-host texted me and said, bruh, the fight about to start. Y'all, I ain't even going to lie to you. Your boy was out of it. You understand me? Listen, I don't know who told my body that this weekend was about sleep, but bruh man got his in. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Debo called me and was like, man, you still sleep? Yes, I'm in the bed, man. What's wrong? I can't be asleep. He was like, man, I thought you'd be out doing some Gordon and Mac or something. You still in the bed? I said, yeah, bro. The TV watching me off and on. I put on movies and saw the beginning credits. Can't tell you what happened.
What happened? I know that's right.
You know, hey, it was one of the weekends for me, you know. And I thank God because, hey, listen, he always give me what I needed. He gave me a house that was absolutely quiet. Ain't cost me nothing but a few dollars. A few dollars to get rid of man and rejoin the work. So hey, look here. And the dog, I bought him this huge, I'm talking about big as your forearm tree, bone.
Okay.
And we spent most of the weekend trying to crack and chew through this bone. So I was enjoying my... Everybody enjoyed that. So, yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. But I'm pretty sure we got some folks on here that will be able to go in depth with this lightweight and flyweight championship.
Right.
Guess what, y'all? Guess what? It's a new situation for the NCAA's women's tournament, according to the First Lady, Jill Biden. Now, I know this is old news. But y'all ain't heard what Trees got to say, and y'all ain't heard what DMV Kale got to say. So, yeah, we're going to take a little bit of time to discuss this one. The winner of the 2023 Masters Tournament, you know, and also other storylines from the tournament, things we saw, where we think, you know, things are as far as the Masters itself, and things that we enjoyed about it. The latest NFL mock draft, you know what I mean, in Kale's Corner style. And today, that team will be none other than Brother Ted's Chicago Bears. I did not know. Hey, Chicago can pick up everybody from the Water Boy to a film agent. These Bama's sitting up here with 10 picks, Tree. 10.
Yeah.
That's more than anybody we've done covered so far. So, yeah, we're going to go over all 10 of their mock drafts and have ourselves a good time doing that. You guys know you can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. That's Mom Baddie. She waiting to talk trash to you. Iron waiting to talk trash to you. David Ford waiting to talk trash to you. My cousin, you know, he waiting to talk trash to you. So, yeah, we got a host of folks. Kirby. Always
Eric,
to talk trash
Robert.
To somebody. You know, Eric, Robert, yes. The list is endless. So if you want to get in that way, get in that way. Or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live and studio guests at 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. You know what I'm talking about? Each and every
yes.
Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to take a quick break, and this song goes out to those families who found themselves in a terribly unfortunate situation today. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back talking about this fight when we come back.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile.
That song gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. It truly, those words, just Kirk Franklin is a great man. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Lady T.
Yes.
Let's see you with me, baby. All right. Yeah, because I'm leaning on you with these fights, man.
Let me tell you what's so crazy is, so I text you and said, bruh, you watch the fights, you know, it's on and all that. But I had, you know, a little wine. I'm not even going to fake. I had a little wine. And I dozed off. Like, I dozed off. But then when I woke up, it was like, it was in the, I think the fourth or fifth round, and he won the fight. Like, it was going to be over. Like, because he had beat him up so bad, like, they was like, he dominated. And all I could hear was the people saying he dominated. He did this, and then they started showing highlights, how he beat him up. I didn't see anything, Kale. I'm not even going to lie. Fake. But that's so funny, right? Like, because I'm telling you to watch it, and then I fell asleep my own self. I mean, I watched some of it. Not gonna lie, like maybe the first two rounds, and then I woke up and it was over.
Mm. Well, I mean,
I know,
right? You know,
I'm sorry.
No. I can't be the pot calling the kettle black. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. That's how I feel
more,
right now. Like,
way, you watch more of it than I did. Can I say that? You know what I mean? You watch more of it than I did. So, you know, I ain't mad at you. Like,
but
you
watch
that.
I did watch the UFC fight. I did watch the UFC fight with Israel? Adesanya. I did watch that fight because that was the fourth time that they had fought. And that guy that he was fighting beat him three times. And this was like, he was like, I'm going to beat him this time. And it was for the championship. And when I say it was a rumble in the jungle, they was fighting the whole game. I mean, the whole fight, they was in a brawl, like they was brawling, like a street fight. And towards the end, the man was getting out on him, like, boom, hit him, kicking him, you know, because they can kick and all that. And he was kicking him and punching him and doing all that stuff. And then Adesanya, it was like a monster was in him. He just roared up and was like, "You're not going to beat me tonight. Like, it's not going to happen." And he hit that man so hard. Boom, he hit him hard, and he was dazed. Like, he was, you know, he was falling back. He was dazed. And he jumped on him, and bam, 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 and he went out. And it was the fight was over. I said, oh, yeah, he was sick and tired of being beat.
That's what.
And it was for the championship, too. Mm-hmm.
Let me go to this guy here. Hey Rob, it's you, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to unmute yourself. Hey, Rob. How you feeling?
All right. How y'all doing?
Hey, Rob.
You back,
how are you?
You back to normal, bro?
I got a little pain, but I'm gonna make it. You know. Not some muscle relaxers won't fix.
Rob is that coworker that I talked about in the pre-chat who has buried two of his buddies the last couple of months.
Praise goes up to you, Rob.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. Now, hey, Rob. Tell me about this fight this weekend, man.
So there were two boxing matches. I'm not big on the UFC stuff, mind you, because I'm not mad at it though. But there were two boxing matches this weekend that were pretty big. There's a light welterweight last name for Ferdona Fundora. He's like 6'5", but he's a bag of bones. He's been giving everybody trouble because of his reach, of course, but he's also been fighting bums. Mm-hmm. Well, the other guy, I gotta put up my boxing list so I can give accurate names, but the guy that he was fighting knocked him smooth out, like out. The reach difference was like 8 inches, I believe, and Fundora was keeping his jab up the whole fight. It was a pretty good fight. But I believe it was either the 7th or 8th round. He caught him with a left hook, and it stunned him. He halfway fell, rocked over, and then the right hand finished him. So that the guy Fundora, they were looking at him to potentially fight Charlo. Everybody kept talking about how he potentially had, you know, he was one of the next greatest in that weight class. But it showed that his chin wasn't worthy. Then on the other hand, Shakur Stevenson had a fight Saturday night also. There were actually three really good fights on ESPN. I believe one guy's name was Keyshawn Williams or Warren or something like that, a light heavyweight. His nickname is Big Baby. He fought, made the guy quit.
Where you go, Rob?
Oh,
you
cut out. You said where I go?
Your phone cut off.
Oh, this is the ghetto. You know, this Sprint.
That's the ghetto.
Sprint is the ghetto.
Y'all see why I miss him when he's not at work with me? But go ahead, Rob.
Oh, yeah, it's the ghetto. Well, Shakur Stevenson, he called out Devin Haney. Well, I won't say he called him out. But, you know, of course, everybody's like, oh, Devin Haney is the next, the best thing. And now Shakur Stevenson is in the 135-pound weight class. And as of right now, Devin Haney is top dog. So they asked Shakur Stevenson what he going to do. And he said flat out, me and him been in the ring several times, and I always get the best of him. He said, so tell him, come holler at me. I'm ready for him. And matter of fact, he said, I'm going to probably embarrass him and show them that he not built what he say he built like. And Devin Haney about to fight Lomachenko in 2 weeks. So the lightweight guys that nobody usually likes to watch because they just throw a whole lot of punches, they talking some trash, and it's about to be bump season for the 130 to 147-pound guys because – we got Lomachenko and Devin Haney fight coming up, and we also got Tank and Ryan Garcia fight coming up, and all of them are the same weight class. So whoever wins both of those, it's going to be open season, as far as boxing goes. If boxing is looking good again, I'll say that.
That's okay. What's up. That's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear. So you're saying we finally got a good fight out of someone other than heavyweights? Because
yeah,
Go ahead.
Nah, you good. Go ahead.
Because, I mean, to me, it's like when I've been watching fights, it's like even the heavyweights, man, these guys are just dancing around. Nobody's throwing serious punches. Nobody is out there like they trying to feed their family. It's like they just out there to get notoriety, and they good with that, you know. So hey, man. I hate that I missed these fights this weekend. I really do. Let's take another call. Let's go to the Humphrey. What's up, Hump?
What's up, Kale's Corner Nation?
What's going on?
All I'm going to say is this. I don't even know, you know, I'm not the fight guy, but where was the last good heavyweight fight? The last one, what's the dude named, the white guy that's the champion, look like Mama's House 2 when he throws his punches and everything. Look, they him and the guy done fought like 3 times.
Chris,
you know,
Jones.
Since you know what I'm talking about. No,
yeah,
not Klitschko. Tyson,
Tyson.
Him and the black guy fought like 3 times.
Yeah,
Tyson
Fury.
Tyson Fury.
Listen. I'm glad to hear Rob say what he said and give boxing a good, you know, comeback speech and everything, I think, because Rob sounds like he knows what he's talking about when I'm listening to him. He's very informative. But I see it when I believe it, because so far it just looks like, in a sense, the last good fight I probably saw was, I can't even remember, Frankie Rambo or somebody. But you know how far back that go, Rob. You know, but the heavyweights, yeah, really. The heavyweights, they don't impress me at all. So it would have to be a lighter division that I feel would bring it back, a welterweight or a lightweight like that. But I don't see no good boxers out there from the little bit that I see. But don't count on me because I'm not an expert.
All right. Okay. That's what's up. Let's go to Lou. What's happening, Lou? How you feeling today?
Well, all right. You should have any problems now.
Huh?
You should have any problems now.
You what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We shouldn't have any problems now. Wait a second. Thank you.
How you feel about the boxing?
No, I mean, about what happened last week. You know, we had some problems last week. Yeah, there shouldn't be any problems now.
But how do you feel about the boxing?
Well, boxing's not what it used to be. I mean, you know, they really promoted their fighters better. You know, it's not like when we were young.
Okay.
You know,
you feel like
boxing is a whole different. It's a whole different fight than it was back, say, well, 30, 40 years ago, show major. You know, they only have any real big, tough stars.
You mean in the heavyweight division?
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see that. Because, I mean, you feel like 57 feel like y'all really need to see the heavyweights come out and box. Because I don't really like the heavyweights. I like the low lightweights because they throw more punches. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah. I'm with you, sis.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Let's go to Brother Ted. What's happening, Ted?
Unmute yourself, Ted.
Put your phone on mute.
You're there.
Beat me to it again.
Yeah, I was trying to find it. I told you I was doing some work, so I didn't want to have no noise. But how y'all doing this evening?
Everybody good.
Good, good. Well, yeah, everything, you know, pretty much what everybody said about boxing pretty much is it, you know. I mean, we definitely don't have the glamour of the heavyweights that we had, what, you know, back in the day, you know. You know, after, we still have a few after Mike Tyson left, but, you know, even that Fury and Dante Wilder was a joke, you know. Like you say, they not really doing no boxing. They, you know, it's like at a ballroom brawl in the shits, you know, and it's like they not throwing a lot of punches. But like you say, the light heavyweights? Say again?
It was
the light heavyweights, like you were saying.
Flyweight and lightweight.
Yeah, well, like I say, the 142 pounds and stuff, 150 pounds, like the Charlo brothers and stuff, and you got Dante Davis. I want to go ahead and find the key names, you know, plus a little bit more of them. You still got Earl Spence and stuff. So, and just those different weights, like just the lighter weight class, you know, going down, and like everything, getting Lady T say, and 57 and Lou, you know, I agree, you know. So.
Yeah. Okay.
No more handler types, you know, and stuff of that nature, you know.
Right.
We don't get that, man. And then, real quick, I mean, they seem like they fought like every week, and we got it free on ABC. Somebody fought like every week, you had a good fight, you know. And they didn't have the managers being on involved, whereas you got fighters fight maybe every 2 years if they want to, or, you know, something like that. You know, it's like, and plus I guess the payday also is bigger, so you could have the luxury of doing that. So, you know, but it ain't like it used to be as when he was growing up, you know, from the 70s on up, you know, so with the last of Mike Tyson and them, though. But, hey. The youngest is making a comeback, and they got some strong, nice kids, man, and that's tough.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Rob sent me a text. He said, check out Jared Anderson as a heavyweight.
He be talking trash.
He be talking trash.
Yeah.
Okay. I love trash talkers. I love trash talkers. Hey, I do. I do, because it's like...
Yeah.
It's like when you talk trash, you have to back it up.
Yeah.
Don't get in that ring and start trying to run. Yeah, don't get in that ring and start. No, you cannot. you can't do the Floyd Mayweather. Let me stop. Come on in, Tay. Come on.
That's not.
I mean, I like Mayweather, but, you know, I'm keeping it 100, man. Watch it.
He give you signs, big bro.
He what?
He give you signs. Mayweather is like signs when it comes to boxing, man. He know the ins and out of everything. He know what to do. And then his stance, his defense stance is so wicked. Can't nobody do nothing with him. And he's too fast, man. That's what boxing is about. Yeah. It's a chess game. It ain't like what you say you like, Lady T. MMA.
UFC.
You rumble. Yeah, MMA, you rumble. Boxing, you got deals with it. MMA is totally different. So you want to see something just go at it all. That ain't what boxing is about, especially being smart at the game. And Mayweather is very smart at the game.
Yeah, but Mayweather's style made it boring. Mayweather's style made it boring. Am I wrong? Mayweather's style job made it boring, man.
He said his style is boring.
Very boring.
It was boring, man. It got to the point where Reach. I'm gonna say Reach. I remember we were going to a Mayweather fight party, and she was like, you know, playing a game on her phone during the fight, and I was like, why are you not watching the fight? And she was like, you know, this game more interesting. I was like, Reach, this is the Mayweather fight. And she was like, I'm having more fun with the game. Now, I will say, Reach is not a boxing fan at all.
There you go. I was going to say.
But, I mean, come on, man. People open their doors and they're fighting. The least you can do is watch the fight, man. You know? I mean,
he gives you a show.
But let me, can I say this? I agree with Tang with what he's saying. And, you know, and I don't fault Merriweather because he did. He was a scientific fighter. And I'm not Merriweather. Floyd Mayweather. He was a scientific fighter and everything. Mm-hmm. And he fought. When you see a scientific fighter, it can be a boring fight because he hitting you 1-2 pop, 1-2 pop and getting out. You know, you get a brawler that Sugar Ray was the type of fighter. He could box or he could go inside with you. We don't see that a lot now these days, you know. So you can't get mad at Floyd because he went out and did it the way they said do it, and he won his fights that way. He boxed. He won his fights. But it's not what we wanted to see. We wanted to see some down and dirty, like Sis say, let's see some blood and guts and fight and hard. But Floyd went out and, yeah, he picked you apart with his left hand.
Yeah.
And he won.
MMA,
yes, right.
You want to see
them
go to MMA.
That's right.
Like that. Since Tyson and Oscar De La Hoya early days, Bernard Hopkins and them, it's been gone. Which y'all want to see that been gone
Roy
over
Jones.
20 years?
Yeah.
Nah, not even Roy Jones, because Roy Jones, he was a science boxer too. He didn't.
Okay.
I mean, he did a little rumbling, but when he started rumbling, you saw what happened. His chin was suspect. After that, he was done.
He
was
I still don't want to say paperhead again. But
not
you like Tang?
I can't
say paperhead. Like Tang said, as soon as he started fighting people and going inside, he got knocked out.
Yeah. He was done, man. Because that's not his game. He let people talk him into that. If he would have stuck to his game, he would have still had his marbles back then. His marbles was shook when that boy rock that chin when he tried to rumble with him, man.
I remember that. I remember that knockout too, man. Roy Jones looked like, which one of y'all hit me? he was dazed.
And after Tarver knocked him out, he was done. He just kept getting knocked out after Tarver got it.
He took his ball away.
I like Roy. I was upset when he started doing that. He could have lasted some more years, man. He was sharp.
Yeah.
And he started rumbling.
Yeah.
They ain't just raising chickens.
Just raising chickens. I can't.
He ain't doing nothing
wrong.
I can't.
I believe for real, that's not a joke. He is raising chickens, for real.
Oh, we got him. That's
all right. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of his things. He's a chicken fighter.
Yeah, he really is. That's not a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
All right, let's take another call.
But y'all
gotta
get into UFC.
Yeah.
Y'all need to get into UFC if y'all want to do
real.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, soon somebody that foot go up upside their head, I mean, blood start coming. Knees start flying, fists everywhere. But only thing that I know I couldn't do if I was a fighter, I know I couldn't be out there with my feet naked on that floor like that. I couldn't do that.
Blood all in between your toes.
Yeah, I can't do
every
that.
Every now and then, Lady T reminds us that she is Lady T. She say I can't have my feet out like that. 406, what's happening, man? You're on the corner. Who am I talking with? 406. I don't want to give your whole number out, bro. Oh, sis.
I was about to say, if you got 406 in your number, we talking to you.
I'm 240.
Hey, right. Hey, Kale. This your big brother, Marvin, man.
Oh, what's
hey,
up, Marvin?
This your big brother, Marvin, man. I'm just straight up gonna come straight at you, man, straight up. And then I don't know what the topic was, but I kept telling you, and my daddy always say, procrastination is the worst nation in the world. And I've been procrastinating. But the thing of it is, though, man, I wanted to talk about, we always talking about quarterback war. I don't know what the topic is, but I'm going to put down what I'm feeling right now.
We talking about boxing. We talking about boxing. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You don't know nothing about boxing like I know boxing. Let me tell you something right now. Let me set you right down so you can set up under my feet and get a little piece of wisdom. Back in the day, I went over to the Stadium Armory, mm-hmm. and there was a young man by the name of – I'm still on there, am I messing up?
No, you good.
You good.
Oh, no. But look here. I went over there, and there was a young man by the name of Ray Leonard. So,
oh Lord,
we were all sitting up in there in the stand. This was his first, you know, getting it in fight. So my father took me and my first cousin in. He said, "Man, it's gonna be a good fight. It's gonna be a good fight." So the man next to my cousin, my dad and I, he went to look down in his popcorn box and throw popcorn in his mouth. When he looked back up, the fight was over.
Mm.
Ray then knocked that ass out. Oh, excuse me. I don't know if I'm supposed to use is in the Bible, though.
It is, but you say behind.
I said, okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for helping me, because sometimes somebody, I don't know protocol sometimes. I'm just street. Man, I don't know a lot of things,
it's,
you know, but
good.
I'm glad
you
y'all helped me. But I told my little brother that I was going to call in to y'all podcast. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not going to believe this if I told y'all.
What's that, Mom?
You
want
to know what it is? I really want to know what it is. I love
each
and every one of y'all. And that's what we're supposed to do. Spread more love and get away from all of this other stuff.
Right.
And if I bored you or ignored you or did something wrong to you, please forgive me, and I'm going to call in and do it all over again.
I love that.
Man.
We love you back. We here. We love you right
I'm
back.
Y'all better?
Marvin,
and
y'all better.
We do.
And y'all better?
We
cool. I mean that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I love y'all. Keep on with it, man. I ain't the only one got vocal cords. I'll talk to y'all.
All right.
Keep it going. I love it. I love it.
Thank
I'm telling
you,
I love it. It made me feel good.
Too.
Y'all made an old man feel young again.
Oh. We
appreciate you calling. Hey, Marvin been telling me for a minute. He's going to call in, so... I am so glad that he blessed Kale's Corner with his comments today. But I know Marvin. Marvin want to talk football. Just stay where you at, Marvin. Don't hang his phone up. When we come back, I want to talk this NCAA women's tournament and the new situation that they facing. We'll be right back, y'all. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Look, if you buck, wind up.
Lost 102-85 to the White House along with the championship team, LSU. I think she forgot who exactly it was that voted her husband into office. I think she forgot who she would be disrespecting if she brought the Iowa team. Don't get me wrong. All the way up until that championship game, Iowa had a hell of a season and a hell of a run. All the way up to that championship game when they ran into that buzzsaw titled LSU. I don't understand for the life of me. So I'm going to lean on my Cornians to tell me exactly what it was, if you don't mind. Lady T, you gonna start this one off.
I think it was very disrespectful. I think if she I don't understand everybody get a trophy. I don't get that. Everybody, listen, that is not how the world works, ma'am. Okay, First Lady, that is not how to. I'm Joe. Can the Iowa people come too? No, he should have said no right then and there. They can't come because they lost. Okay, they lost.
Mm.
Now, if that's where you from, I understand. You know what I'm saying? You can go to their class, their senior class, and be the spokesperson for their class. Do that. Do that. Go there. But they can't come. And if they do come, I want the LSU girls not to show up. I do not want them to be there. That is just my take on it and my take alone. This is not Kale's Corner. This is not nothing. This is Lady T's comment. I think it was disrespectful for her to say that, because if Iowa would have won, ain't no way in two H-E double hockey stick where she was going to invite the LSU girls there. No way.
Right.
So, no ma'am, Pam, in that order. Please and thank you.
And she talked about, in her statement, she said they played hard. They fought well.
Yeah.
LSU shut down everything that Iowa tried to do. Yeah. LSU had an answer for everything Iowa tried to do. So get out of here with that nonsense. Get out of here with that nonsense. Iowa lost in previous years. The team that lost did not receive an invite. They didn't.
Right.
I don't care who they were, where they were from, how hard they played, because there has been NCAA championships where these guys didn't lose by 20 or more points.
Yeah.
Those Iowa women lost by almost 20 points.
17,
so
to be exact.
Excuse me?
17, to be exact.
17, yeah. That's 20.
Wasn't that good of a game? Much.
You say what?
I mean, Dr. Byron thought it was like, you know, it was a real competitive game. Not really. You know, I think she was exaggerating a bit on the game itself. It really wasn't that, you know, that close of a game. Instead, it was only one of the best college buzzers we've ever seen. Sorry, Dr. Byron, but I think you need a little bit of help with how basketball is done.
And okay, let me throw my First Lady a lifeline.
Say what?
Let me throw my First Lady a lifeline because she needs one, because y'all are burying her deep right now.
No, she don't need one.
I just think she didn't know. I'm throwing her one. I'm throwing her one. I think she just didn't understand the magnitude of what she was saying. She thought she was just saying something that was going to ease the tension and everything, and she really knows nothing about basketball or how this works, even though she should have learned in 8 years of being the vice president's wife when he was Biden's vice president. But I don't think she meant any disrespect or anything, even though it came off that way. No, 8 years. You don't have to be president for 8 years.
She did eight.
I said she was the vice president's wife for 8 years under Obama. That's what I said.
Right.
That's her back time.
That's what I said.
But she been in the White House.
I know about the. I didn't mention that time. But I didn't mention that. You did.
It's okay.
I just mentioned
I'm sorry.
What
go ahead.
Did as vice president. Thank you.
You're
so,
right. Go
I'm
ahead.
Just saying
I'm
she didn't try. She didn't try. I don't think she tried to be disrespectful, even though it came off that way. And she should have kept her mouth shut and stayed out of it. But I'm going to throw a lifeline and say she meant no harm. That's just the way it came off.
57.
Well, nah.
Go right
a
ahead.
Statement.
Well,
a
it's
statement
my opinion,
what?
So I'm entitled
it
to
is,
it.
It is.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
You're entitled. No one is saying you're not. But a statement was written off of her words. If she didn't understand it, why the hell nobody else in the White House that read that statement understood? I don't know if you want to put this out there. I don't know if you want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So you throwing her a lifeline.
Hey, Kale, all I can do is answer the question that you asked me. I'm not Secret Service. I don't know what happened in the boardroom and all of that. But I didn't know that.
Yeah, but
I do agree that it was disrespectful. But I don't think that's the way she meant it. That's all I'm saying. It was disrespectful. I'm not disagreeing with y'all on that because the loser does not come to the White House. The winner comes in, you know. So I'm not disagreeing with y'all on that. I'm just saying, like I said, I'm throwing her a lifeline, you know, and saying she made a mistake.
I agree. Okay, I can understand what you're saying, 57. I do understand what you're saying. I really do. But if you go back and look at it, She knew exactly what she was saying because the way she said it. She read her little statement, and then she said, well I'm going to ask Joe, can they come too? Because they played so hard.
Because
that's the school she went to. That's her alma mater. So she wanted them
she
to
made a mistake. Don't we get a chance to make a mistake in this world anymore?
Not
don't we get a chance to say, I'm sorry that I made – that I made a mistake. You know, we crucify people for making mistakes now. You know,
well,
we don't get a chance to say it. Then when you say, I'm sorry, we hold it against you forever.
She should have minded
whatever,
her business in that situation.
Well, we already acknowledged that right there. She was stepped out of her arena.
Yeah, that's why she gets crucified.
You have to look at the climate in which this statement was made in. You have to look at the climate. Yeah, people can say anything they want to. People can say anything they want to. That is their God-given right. But when you ruffle feathers, you're going to hear how people feel about that. And this statement, I truly believe that either people just said, well, she's the first lady, let her get this off, we'll excuse it. She's not really a sport fan. She's an Iowa fan and gave her a pass. But the world is not going to give her a pass for this. You got to look at the climate we're in. Look at the climate that surrounded these young ladies after the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the climate.
I'm
going
to say this, Kale. You can pile as much on as you want to. The lady made a mistake, you know. I mean, here we are a week after it happened. It was drugged through the mud from all the way last week and all that. And here we are still on it. Again, this week after it's passed, the girl said she's going to the White House now. She's accepted the lady's apology. And we're still beating it up.
Well,
I mean, it was a mistake.
Let me clarify something.
Well, hold on. Well, I said to you like this. Reese said she's going to the White House. Reese said she's going to the White House. They're not going to the Obamas. She also said in the heat of the moment, she said that, but she's going to the White House. So apparently she's accepted the fact that it was a mistake too, because she's going. She ain't making the same statement she made in the beginning. We're the ones
that keep carrying, just like the media.
We keep carrying things on and dragging it on when the lady has made a mistake and it's a done deal. It's over.
Okay, no, you said that. What I'm saying to you is we're not dragging it on. This is our first time talking about it. We talked about it last week. So we're talking about it now. So we're not dragging
it. We talked about it last week.
We talked about it last week. We did not talk about her going to the White House.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
so
did.
Okay, well, I did. So I didn't say anything about it. So what I'm saying is I'm saying my say now. Because I
Me
know
too.
For a fact I didn't say anything about it last week because Carol and I talked about it off air. So what I'm saying to you is, yes, she probably Reese did not say that she accepted her apology. What happened was they were all on a group chat. The LSU girls were all on a group chat, and Kim, their coach, asked them to go. And they all agreed for their coach that they would go. That is what happened. That is exactly what happened. They did not accept her apology. And they still want to go to the Obamas. And Mom Betty is saying she knew better. Even I know that the winners come to the White House. Somebody is taking it too personal. I agree totally. But what I'm saying is everybody do make mistakes. But those type of mistakes, even when you say something like that, it has a repercussion behind it. Every action has a reaction. And that's all over the world.
And so that reaction has to last for the rest of that person's life?
And I'm still talking. But that
has to last for the rest of her life? You mean tell me even though it's over with now, she got to still keep living that over?
Still want to have a reaction on top.
Come on, man. Give me a break.
Having a reaction.
Give me a break.
I'm going to say what I got to say. Kale going to say what he got to say.
Go ahead. You're doing it.
You're going to say what you got to say. And everybody is, those are their opinions.
I ain't arguing with you today, sis.
Everybody got one.
I ain't arguing with you today.
You don't have to. I said what I had to say.
Me
all
too.
Right, let's bring,
and it wasn't an argument. You got you believe what you believe, and that's fine. I believe what I believe. We're all entitled to believe.
And that's fine too, right or wrong.
Exactly.
Right or wrong, you're right. You're right. So let me have mine too, please.
You hate it.
Let me have mine.
She did. She did.
I'm not taking nothing from you ever. I will not take anything from you. I'm never going to do that. You're always going to be entitled to what you believe on this show. Always.
Come on, Ted. What's up, bro? What say you?
Even I'm entitled. So I don't think she made a mistake, but I think she knew what she was doing because I just think she just had extra compassion and extra empathy for them girls. Plus, that's her alma mater. You know, she just had that because they got whooped. And, you know, she like, man, they got worse. And she felt they paid off. Because Kaden Clark did what she did. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
The refs kind of messed up a lot of the things. You're calling it, you know, a lot of fouls. Or, you know, you call it different type of fouls to kind of like mess up the game and not let the star players play and be on the court. But, like I said, I just think that she felt empathy and compassion for her alma mater. And like you said, everybody gets a trophy. So I don't, and they already dog walked y'all and showed you up. So I want to get y'all on here, Caitlin, because part of what Angel Reese did, you know, I felt some type of way about this and about that. So, you know, she knew what she was doing. Like you said, she got the experience in the White House.
Can I say what Kirby said?
She took her mask off for a moment. That's what she did.
I didn't want to say that. Because of what we talked about last time. You know,
I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. She took her mask off and allowed herself to be shown for who she is and what she is. You know what I'm saying? There is no way, no way. I don't believe that topic was discussed thoroughly with her husband, because I just feel in my heart of hearts Biden would have stepped totally against that. I believe that in my heart of hearts. And yet, 57, people are entitled to make mistakes. People are entitled to slip off the rails. But we talk about everyone else who has slipped off the rails.
Yeah.
We still talk about Plexico Burns shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
Kirby.
It's go ahead, Trees. Kirby.
Kirby said I wouldn't go see Joe corrupt Biden either.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's a lot of things with that administration. It goes deeper and deeper.
Okay.
Tell Kirby, Kale says, spoken a true Trump fan.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true Trump fan, Kirby. Let's see what Marvin got something he want to put in on this. Marvin, you got something you want to add to this? Take your phone off mute, Bob.
Hey, I got to get off of mute first. Y'all had me cracking up, man. Y'all my family, man. I'm telling you. It's not no good, no better than a family reunion. Every time I'm around people, man, dog, be quiet. Every time I'm in a family reunion, I always love because it's that somebody in the family going to start something. I don't care if he's playing poker, spades, horseshoes, a man, that's a ringer. You know, every time there's going to be something about that. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this. I ain't going to tell y'all this. I'm going to say this because I don't know a lot of things about everything. But I know a little bit of things about a little bit of things.
Okay.
My thing is just about this. This woman right here came up and said something like that. Well, hold up. Where Joe was at? What Joe say, hold up, baby, we don't do that. I don't care if your alma mater was your alma daughter. I don't care about all that. That don't happen. You don't send them kids up there. Your kid lost. Let me give them a red ribbon. Get out of here. Learn about losing and winning. I done lost so many daggone things in my life. I want to start crying right now. But that's ain't time for that. When you lose, you lose. Stay away. Get on. Get the dust off your feet and keep moving. Ain't nobody got time for all that. And you're going to tell them. And man, we got so much stuff in the presidential history that's historically that I ain't never seen no more stuff before in my life.
And
I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't going to tell y'all nothing, but I'm going to say one more thing. Y'all might not believe this, but I'm going to tell y'all anyway. I love each and every one of y'all, and I don't know what you're going to do about it, but that's what I'm going to do.
How bad.
I ain't got time for all this foolishness, man. But I do love this boy. I got up here, boy, I need me a daggone bag of popcorn or something up here, boy. I ain't got that many teeth left in my head, but the ones I got, I'm going to chew with them. But, boy, y'all stop.
They got that.
Lady P,
Lady
P, I love you. Yeah. And I'll get right off there. Go on to the next person. Go on the next person. I'll shut up.
Well, Marvin, they got that soft popcorn with the hole thing. It's just melting your mouth like butter. You know? Trust. I got some teeth, but trust, you know, I can't deal with them holes sometimes, you know, so I love that. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. I was like, that husk be up in there, and it's right in that gum.
But they don't have no horse. They They don't have that husk in there, you know what I mean? So, like
I
said, it's like butter in there. But also, one more thing. One of my brothers that, you know, he passed away this past year.
Oh,
he's been a prayer line. And what he used to say, he said, I love you guys, and ain't nothing you can do about it. And some about you can't even, and you better not even try. So yeah, that's I really love that. So man, hey, that's a good thing to say, my brother. And that's it.
All right.
I really enjoy hearing you today, man. You know, for real.
All right, that's what's up. We're gonna take a quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782. And I just wanna say my final on that. Jill Biden, do better. Please. Do better, man.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down?
To back up off the wall. Hey, get down. Y'all, I had to party a little bit with that one, man. That's, you know, cooling the gang. That's my group.
Okay.
The Masters Tournament, y'all. The Masters Tournament. John Rahm won the tournament shooting a 12 under. Listen. The parts of the tournament that I did watch this weekend, John Rahm made some shots that we can classify as incredible. We can classify them as incredible. And every year I watch the Masters, there's always somebody who just, like, sticks out. And set himself above everyone else. And this year, that player was John Rahm. I mean, from the beginning all the way till the end, John Rahm did his thing. So congratulations to John Rahm. Now, I got a question to ask you guys. Those of us that actually watched the Masters, is it time for Tiger to hang it up? Is it time for Tiger to go ahead and start playing on the senior tour? Because I feel like if he go ahead and starts to play on the senior tour, I think he'll have a better chance because he doesn't have to do so much walking. I think that pressure on his knee and the ankle that's screwed together and all of that, I think it's just too much at this point.
Uh-huh.
And I think Tiger needs to go ahead and sit down. Let
me ask you this.
Can I second the motion?
Let me ask you this, Kel.
Go ahead.
All right, now, didn't he say, though, after this year, he gets to ride a little buggy thing, that little car, whatever, some type of assistant. I'm not for sure, but I thought I heard that after this year or after 2 years, but I'm not for sure. And if that's not so, if he doesn't get any type of assistance, I agree with you guys. I think he should go on the senior tour because it's not going to do anything but get more painful. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, walking up and down them hills. It's, like you said, he barely had it. You know, he barely got a leg. You know, that leg was almost gone. So,
pretty as the tournament was, started out to be, what I mean by the atmosphere, the sunshine, and the weather, once you saw Tiger limping with that umbrella, and I mean limping noticeably with that umbrella. I was just like, you know what, Tiger, thank you for all you've given and all you've done, but it's just time, bro. It's just time. And that's my personal opinion. Somebody may think different. You're entitled, but I don't want to see Tiger limping around like that. I just don't, you know. Go ahead.
Well, you know what, I was looking at, I was watching some Sports and the Masters, and I was looking at, and I was comparing the crowds that Tiger drew. You know what I'm saying? Rahm had a decent crowd that followed him, and they, but it wasn't like the crowd that Tiger, you know, when he busted the scene and was winning like that. I mean, you talk about, you had droves, man, people knocking over people down just to get a sight of him and to be first at the tee. He finna tee off at, you know, or whatever. He just drew so much, man. You know,
He'll still draw the same amount of people.
If you look at some, if you look at him about 5 years ago, when, like I said, when he was winning, man, you had droves, man. If you go back at them highlights, man, you just had a sea of people just following Tiger, man. Now, like I say, it's like, they like, he's not the same. He's not the same. He's Tiger, he's an icon, and I think a lot of people have a lot of sympathy for him because I don't think they feel he'll never be the same, you know. So pour everything, like you were saying, you know, on the interview into your son, you know, and like we talked about a couple of days ago, pour it into his son, you know. So that's just my opinion, you know, on that.
He's
still great, you know.
Yeah, he is. And Phil Mickelson was out there, too, and he looked great. And I was like, this guy is old. And he don't look half as bad as Tiger looking out here. That's because Tiger had all these injuries. If he just let his body heal, like just stop for a complete year, and rehab his body, then maybe he'll do better. But he just keeps trying to come back before time and trying to get this person, get that person. You know, he want to be in this tour, he want to do that tour. Like, just stop completely and just rehab your body, and then get your body back where you, I think you need it to be, so you can be more productive in what you're trying to do. It seems like
excellent
that would be the best thing to do.
Yeah, excellent point. I agree.
I
agree. Because ain't nothing like it. Like I said, I didn't have back surgery. I got four rods in my back. You know, and I messed up knees and all that. And I just came from therapy today. 2 hours, they worked me out. And like I said, I don't have half as far as what he had in his leg. He could say his leg was, you know, like an Alex Smith leg. You know what I mean? It's destroyed, you know, and so then that, and with the rods and stuff, and you were trying to walk up them hills, and then the other day it was raining. So that really, I know he was really feeling that pain, you know, when it rains,
Debo,
you know. So
what
Debo texted in, y'all. He said, with y'all okay watching Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, and LBJ fall apart on the field of battle? I'm not okay with watching anybody fall apart. Yeah, I ain't okay with that. Right.
Play three hole golf. Until his son get ready.
Come on, 57. What's your input on this one, 57?
I think it's just, it's up to Tiger, man.
It's up to Tiger.
Yeah, we know that, but I mean, you watching, what did you see?
I saw a guy that, for the most part, looked like he's done with golf. A golfer can't, at Tiger's age, he can't afford to take a whole year off. I know that sounds great, but he realized his time is running out. And the back thing, golf is like a tennis player, you take a year off, everybody else is still out there playing and advancing ahead of you, and I think that's might be what he's afraid of, and that's why he's still trying to push it.
Yeah.
Plus, we don't know what type of obligations Tiger has made. I mean, this thing is like, anyway.
Big business.
This thing is like
big
the
business.
Mafia. This thing is like the mafia. Yeah. It's like big business.
The mafia. Yeah.
And you go out there, they done gave you all that money. Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
They gave
okay.
you all that money to be, you know,
oh,
to be here and to be there. And, yeah, it's control. You got to be there. You know, and I think Tiger have to fulfill some obligations for some past deeds, you know, but he can't afford to take a year off with that body. And like Ted said, I've had two knee operations. Your knees don't get – they get better where you can walk and do all that. But what Tiger's trying to do, that's too much. And with and with the cold out there and them having to play back, you know, they had to postpone it. And then they add on extra extra round on the next day. It was too much for him, and his body just couldn't take it.
Why he can't ride that little buggy thing? They won't let him ride the little buggy thing.
It's
against the rules on the PGA tour. No, he has 3 more years. It's 3 more years he has to go to. They talked about it yesterday.
Okay.
He has 3 more years that he has to go before he can get on the. He called it the buggy tour, but it's really the senior circuit.
One leg.
He has, yeah.
No,
you
I'm
know,
talking about. I'm talking about not the buggy. Not that. Not. I mean, I might have said the wrong word. Not the.
The
little
cart
thing. I'm talking about one of. Remember when LeBron foot quote unquote was messed up and he got
yeah,
that little
scooter. It's like a little scooter. It's like a little scooter.
Yeah.
You put your knee on and then push it with the one leg.
Yeah, put
your knee on it and then
the PGA tour of the PGA Tour will not let you have any assistance at all. The tournament throughout the tournaments is about part of, like, you know, like boxing and football, part of the golf is the walking, the, you know, the groove, the grind.
Oh, the
you know, even if,
though.
Exact, even at the end of the day, if you go in and we've watched you play all day long, they've been keeping record of you. But if you go in and write your name down wrong, they'll disqualify you. If you write down the wrong something, make a mistake, you can get disqualified after you play all day long. So they very strict.
Yeah. But since you said that, I in a sense, like I kind of lean in what me and Matisse were saying as far as I think he could take a year off and rehab, you know, really, and instead of coming back so soon. He rehabbed, but he did a short rehab. I think he could continue. And he could take, you know, more time than what he did to get himself more stronger, you know, as far as to be able to do that. And golf is an old man game. You know what I'm saying? And if your body is intact, you can play to your 40, 50, 60. Tiger is not 50. I don't know how old he is, but he ain't 50 like me.
He's about to be.
Huh?
Yeah.
Kirby said old golfers never die. They just can't raise their putter anymore.
Oh, man.
And it's like, it's like what you said. That crowd that Tiger drew, he doesn't want that to dissipate. He don't want people to start having in their mind, well, Tiger ain't playing, so what's the point? You know what I mean? So that year off, that would hurt him. That would hurt his career. And now
I think it would hurt golf. Not his career. I think it would hurt golf. Like you said, how important he is. I'm sorry for cutting you off, I didn't mean to. But I think that's how, like you said, how important he is to golf. And what he meant, like you said earlier, what he meant to the game.
Tiger,
you know,
we know
what
he
still means.
Tiger was important to us. To us.
Mm-hmm.
Golf,
right.
Listen, no sport, no sport. We all thought when Michael Jordan hung it up that that would be the end. What happened? LeBron came around. So I'm looking at this guy, John Rahm. I'm looking at Hell, Mickelson came in fourth. You know what I'm saying?
So
that's what we're saying. Look at his age. That's what we're saying.
Nobody, all I'm saying is no one man is bigger than this sport. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, 57.
Can I say one more thing? And, I'm not disputing anybody's what anybody's saying.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying this. Tiger Woods, golfers don't get past 50 years old and continue to win tournaments and dominate. We've been so used to Tiger dominating for all these years that we've watched him come back from certain things that we always think, at least I do, well, Tiger can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, this man's leg was almost cut off. He got screws and pins
mm-hmm.
holding him together.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's
mm-hmm.
game, I'm not saying his mind is still intact. He knows the game. That's not going to change. He knows the game tremendously. On a course or in a tournament that's not so demanding, Tiger would probably do okay and do good. But in a Masters, U.S. Open, where you're up against the top-notch players in the world, and these young boys out there now are hitting the ball further than you did when you were young. And you try to keep up with these young boys, and you almost 50 years old. There's a difference. Believe it or not, I feel there's a difference. And I'm not saying
true.
That if a healthy Tiger Woods probably could have competed like Mickelson did, like Sis was saying about Mickelson, and looked
places.
Just as
yeah,
good.
Places.
But an unhealthy Tiger Woods can't do that no more. And he's never going to be that healthy again where like we're used to seeing or we want to see. He's not going to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Marvin. What's up, Mark?
You know how somebody, you always listen to these shows and they always talk about somebody stole your thunder. Well, that young man must be a professional golfer or close to it. Because I happen to dibble and dabble in golf a little bit myself. I ain't saying I'm a pro. I like to be one. But anyway, at 50 years of age, you're able to go to the senior tour. What I saw in Tiger, man, that tore me to pieces, man. That tore me down, man. I'm going to tell y'all, I don't care what nobody say. Jesus wept, but I cried. I looked at that boy, man. I said, man, that young man. And I said, Ben Hogan went through some similar situation. And he came back and became a great golfer of monstrous, whatever that word means, design. And the thing of it is, Tiger could do the same thing, but Tiger going to have to, he just going to have to do it on the senior tour. These kids right here don't care nothing about him. They'll run over him. They don't care about his leg messed up. They'll run over him. And that's what they going to do. That's what they're going to do. If you play golf, if any of you on this listening play golf, golf is not that game where you get to ride a cart. Maybe on the senior tour or the legendary tour you can play ride a cart. You're not riding no cart. And nobody cared nothing about you. If you're laying down on the ground and it's wet and everything, they're going to keep hitting that ball right past you. Golf, and for all the people that say golf ain't a sport, take your hind part out there, walk 18 holes with a golf bag on your shoulder, and you tell me it's not a sport. Tell me it's not
my
a
man.
Sport. I don't see Tiger doing that no more. I love him. I'm not putting him down because he bounced back from other things. So I don't know. They might give him put another rod in his leg or something, make him stronger. You know, they might $6 million man him. I don't know.
I was saying make him bionic. They got the
technology.
We can do it. We can rebuild him.
But listen, he's 47, y'all. Before he takes the 50-year-old buggy tour. He got 3 more years for that. That's why I said,
right.
Take off this 1 year, and rehab, come back, you be 48, then, you know what I'm saying, you got two more years to see if you can make it.
Hey, look,
that's what I want
one thing to say to y'all, and I'm going to get off the line now. And I didn't talk enough. So I didn't done my talk of worth. If nobody told y'all today, each and every one of y'all, if nobody told y'all, I love every one of y'all. I don't care if you don't love me back. I love you.
We
now,
love you too, bro.
Thank you, Marvin.
All right. All right. All right, Marvin.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hey, look. I met Marvin one time, and he said to me, "You my brother for the rest of your life. I don't care. Can't call your mom and your daddy and tell them you found the lost brother."
Come on, 007.
What's up, dude? Hold on. You ain't in the bathroom, Marvin. You ain't in the bathroom.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
What's up, bro?
What's up, 007?
Yeah, ain't nothing about to smash on some tacos in a minute. But, yo, Phil Mickelson's on that top five. So, that's the replacement right now who we should be talking about getting that cut. I mean, like y'all saying, you know, Tiger like back in the days. You know, Phil Mickelson showed up on Sunday, finishing the top five. You got what's his name? McElroy.
McElroy,
he's on the rise, you know. Them guys out there, you know, being a box office, you know, but they pucks too. You know, I want Tiger, you know, to get back to who he was, but you know, until he does, you know, it's what y'all say, we gotta wait and see.
Yeah. Well said. And for the record, it's McElroy.
McElroy, there you go.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Know you guys have won me over. I say go ahead and take that year, man. You got three more years of regular competition, you know, and. You can do it. You can do it. Take this year, man, and get yourself together, man. Take this year and find your swing, your putt, your chip, your approach, or whatever it is that's missing, and then come back, man. And then come back. I understand people want to see you because of what 57 just said, and it was a great point. We're all hoping that Tiger does that special thing that says he's back. He's back. I listened to the commentators as Tiger was hitting the ball, and especially off the tee. And I didn't see anything of the old Tiger. The distance, the dog legs, anything of the old Tiger. So I for one, would like to see that. I would like to see the old Tiger. If it's going to take a year for you to get yourself together and come on back, then take that year, man. Take it. You know, you have time. You have time. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Bears. And we'll be right back. To my man Tiger Woods, it ain't over till it's over, bruh. All right, y'all. The Chicago Bears have exactly 10 picks, y'all. They have a 9th pick in the first round. In the second round, they have a 53rd and a 61. In the third round, they have a 64. In the fourth round, they have 102 and 133. Fifth round, they have 136 and 148. In the seventh round, they close it out with 2 picks, number 218 and 258. Now, they're mocked to pick the defensive lineman, Jalen Carter from Georgia, in the first round. They're mocked to pick the wide receiver, Marvin Mims from Oklahoma, in the second round. The second round pick, that's 61, offensive tackle Warren McClendon from Georgia. That third round at 64, center Luke Whitehiller from Ohio State. The fourth round, 102, cornerback Trey Vivas Hodges Tomlinson from TCU. The second pick in the fourth round at 133, defensive tackle Keenan Benton from Wisconsin. Keenu Benton from Wisconsin.
Keanu.
The first fifth round pick at 136, running back Zach Evans from Ole Miss. The fifth round, 148, edge rusher Habakuku from Pittsburgh. I ain't even going to try to pronounce his last name. Habakuku is what I'm going to call him. The seventh round, 218, defensive tackle Keandre Lope-Cobin from Texas. Number seven, and finally, at 258, edge rush Thomas Nkun from Central Michigan. I just got one problem with this, Ted. Okay. I thought that you guys needed offensive line help last season. That boy was running for his life more times than you want your quarterback to. And to only pick an offensive tackle and a center, you know, I think you're not using your picks to their fullest potential. That's just me. Anybody? Who is that with that background? All right. What say you, Lady T? How do you like this mock draft for the Chicago Bears?
Listen, I just feel like if they like it, I love it. I just thought they should have, you know, got a little bit more on the defensive side, but I think most of their picks was on the offense, but. If they like it,
a wide receiver, an offensive tackle, a center, and a running back. Everything else is defense. Defensive lineman, a cornerback, tackle. Yeah,
that's great.
Edge rush.
Yeah. I thought I heard you say offensive more than you say defensive. But that's good. Yeah. That's what they need. That's what they need. Well, they need more defense than anything. They need more defense on their team. So, I mean, listen, if they like it, I love it. As long as they don't pick nobody that we picking. So I'm good with it.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, we need all those things, offensive and defense. But like you said, it's a mock draft. You know, you never know what happens. And a lot of it could be position, a lot of could be just saying, I want to get this so you won't do this and do that or whatever. Anyway, but as far as our offensive tackle, we're looking at Blake Freeland from BYU. He's a candidate. 6'5" dude, 3'10", run the 40 in 5.04, vertical 29 inches, shuttle 4.74, arm length 34 inches, you know. And then that's offensive tackle. And then for wide receiver, we're going to look at wide receiver, dude, Kennedy Bryce Ford from Wheaton. Bryce Ford Wheaton from West Virginia, 6'2", 208, and 40, run 4.42, three cone, really do 6.99. We're going for that edge rusher. Yaya Diaby from Louisville, 6'4", 260. And the 40, 4.77, vertical 34 inches, three cone, 7.33 seconds. Arm length 33 inches. We're going to be grabbing some people. You know? Then we got another boy we go up for defensive tackle. But as you mentioned, that Keanu Benton from Wisconsin, 6'4", 310, 40, 506, vertical 29 inches, three cones, 7.72, arm length 33 inches. You know,
so
cornerback.
Let me ask you this, Ted. I take it you don't like what the mock draft that Kale put out. You putting your own mock draft together.
Like I said, all of it is just a mock draft. I'm just putting out another list. It's not a matter of what I like. I'm just saying all of it is a mock draft. Like I was telling you, I'm just going by a list that I found, that I looked at, you know, going into my Bears information, you know, my Bears webpage and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why I'm going with this list. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to pick these people who I'm naming. I don't know if they're going to pick the people Kale named. We don't know.
Yes.
So, but.
Okay.
Like I said last week, normally the first three picks, these mock drafts, they're dead on for these first three picks, unless somebody take someone that you've been watching. But I'm with you on that. It's a mock. So I'm just asking about this mock. Are you happy with the accumulation of players that your team at least has an eye on?
Right.
But which mock you talking about? Who list of who mock? That's what I'm saying. Because on one thing, you're saying, you keep saying Jalen Carter, but they talk about he might get picked up fifth by somebody else. We're not even looking at him. But then on another thing, you're hearing that we are looking at him. So you're getting so many different things and so many rumors until the actual draft comes. You know what I mean? Until they get down and sit down and pick. You're going to hear all kinds of things. I'm going to get this. We're going to trade him. We're not going to get him. We're going to pass this and that. So, Jalen Carter, I don't, this young man, he made a mistake. But I say he just made a mistake. As far as the skill, he's considered the number one, you know. So do you give him a chance? Do you take a chance on this young man, you know? So you got to look at that factor.
You don't. If he's available and y'all don't pick him, that would be a serious miss. That would be a serious miss. If you guys
be the first one we missed
him,
the first one.
Because y'all
won't be a first one.
Because you guys,
I like what y'all did yesterday, Ted.
What's that?
y'all signed Tremaine Edmonds to a 5-4-year deal for $72 million.
Also,
he's $50 million guaranteed. You know, he's a linebacker. Y'all wooed him from the Bills, and the reason why I like him, he's a homeboy of mine. I played football with his brother. I mean, I'm not his brother, his father, back in high school. And the boy is bad. He is bad. Mm-hmm. And y'all got him. So, and like Kale said, y'all got a lot of picks, a lot of opportunities to make good decisions to help your team.
To get it right.
It's just like get it right, like you said.
You got all the way to July. You can move up some more. You can trade some more. You know, it's not in concrete or nothing. But like you say, maybe the first three might be so. Also, we signed a kicker, Ryan Anderson. So we're looking at a lot of options. Dwight Jones, a line, offensive lineman.
Yeah.
From Ohio State.
Sure did.
You know, you mentioned that. I think you might have mentioned that, Kill. I'm not for sure, but I know you mentioned somebody from Ohio State. Like I said, we got a choice. As long as they don't mess up like they did with getting Trubisky, okay, and then paying that boy Cutler all that money, and then messing up in the previous other draft. So if we be smart, take our time, and really go through and fill up our gaps and our holes of what we need, protect that boy, because like you said, Kill, he was running for his life, man. You know, and I'm glad they did stay with him because he's a heck of a quarterback. But he is a runner also, but he can't throw that ball. We need protection, but he also needs somebody to throw it to. You know, so, you know. It's D-A. It's the Bears, not T-H-E. It's D-A, the Bears.
Boy, you almost made me say something. You almost made me say
something. You can say what you want to say.
Come on, Marcus. Okay,
hey,
Bama. Marcus. Come on, Marcus. What's that? Is this Marcus? 897?
Probably
not. 897? Nah, that ain't not.
No, it's Cat, man. It's Cat.
Oh, that's Cat.
Oh, what's up, Cat?
Hey, Cat.
What up, y'all?
On the bat phone.
Cat.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, I'm talking that good football talk. I'm rooting for the Bears. I'm excited for the Bears, man. I want Justin Fields with the speed. I want the new.
Me too. I like Justin Fields.
Hey, Cap. All that fine and dandy. But you here, and we started a conversation, but I knew you had some cap issues you had to take care of. What do you feel? It says that you guys signed Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, Lamar coming back.
Hey, let him finish about the Bears. Come on, let him give us a praise. God, dog, give us some love. Thank you, Cap. I appreciate that, man. Thank you, sir.
No problem, bro. No problem. I'm a fan of football, brother.
You gave the Bears all the love that the Bears need, kid. Come on, Cap. I want to know.
Don't hate.
Lamar's going to ease up. He's going to ease up on his number now that he see that the Ravens made a concerted effort to get him some help. Because he'll really look like the bad guy now that they signed Odell, and then he's going to become, still keeping his stance. I want him to get his money. He just may have to relent a little bit on the number. But the Ravens are showing like, hey, listen, man, we're trying to help you win. We just need a couple of hours here. Got the draft coming up. That's about another five to six bodies. We have to pay them. We're going to get you something nice.
But they overpay Odell Beckham. They give him $15 million. He's coming off an injury as well. Like, he's coming off a worse injury than Lamar is. And y'all keep wanting him to bend over backwards and take a pay cut. Like, absolutely not.
I got you. No, that's right. No. I didn't say pay cut. No, I didn't say pay cut. I said maybe Lamar will relent off his number. I'm never going to root against nobody's money. No, sir.
Okay.
Right.
No,
right,
sir.
Right.
But I said maybe Lamar in his mind will say, hey, I see they trying to get me some help. So
oh,
we can
I
get
got
this.
You.
You know
I
mean?
See what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all. No, I ain't expecting nobody to dummy down their paycheck when everybody else getting the powers that be getting that money.
Getting that money.
I'm going to tell you, this was a surprise to me because Baltimore – not only are they not known for that top flight type receiver, but to pay him like this. That whole situation was a surprise to me. Because I'm like, Baltimore?
Yo, somebody offered him four mil, bro.
Four mil?
Somebody offered Odell $4 million.
Wow.
$4 million.
It was actually for 20, right?
He wasn't asking for 20.
No.
That was just somebody else.
I thought he asked for somebody for 20, and they were saying lower it down.
No.
He didn't?
You know, the media always try to make us look greedy.
That was the media doing that. Yeah,
because it went from 20 to 18 and now 15.
Yeah.
I think he
never had a number on it.
Yeah, he was just, the man was just like, hey, give me something. $4 million was just ridiculous. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I can walk.
So the only question left is, Cap, you back? You back with Baltimore now?
I'm back on Lamar's side, beloved. I told you that. When Lamar signed this deal, I'm back.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He got one foot in and one foot out.
Yeah, waiting for Lamar. I ain't waiting for Beckham.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm waiting for Lamar. If they try to do something tricky and trade up for the fourth pick to get Richardson and trade Lamar to the Colts, then that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
But would you think it would be far-fetched to pull some stuff like that? You never know, man.
That
would be crazy, man. But yeah, I hear you, Cap.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. I'm standing pat.
I don't think Odell Beckham would be happy with a move like that. I don't think he wants to talent, you know, out there with that type of rookie quarterback passing him the ball. You know,
right?
I just don't see.
You're right, but my thing is, there's nowhere in the world he went and signed with the Ravens with some blind leap of faith. Not knowing if Lamar is going to retire, you feel me? That's the only reason why I said that earlier.
Especially it's cold back this way, and he was in L.A. Then you got some other teams on the West Coast, and either with a
you're coming off an injury. Yeah, and the cold coming off an injury is nothing worse.
You know, so I mean, like you said, he got no inside track.
Odell Beckham has played in a colder place than Baltimore. He played in New York.
He hadn't had the injuries yet. Now he's older. And he's just coming. I'm just saying, the fact that he's coming from a warm weather place and now with injuries and now older, you know, that's all.
Matter of fact, Cleveland is colder than both combined.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
I saw a tape of Odell working out, and I know it was in t-shirts and shorts that he was working out, no pads on, but he looked good. He looked like he's overcome his injuries, and I see him being a help for at least Lamar. You know, Lamar won't have to take as many chances because he's another quarterback that would beat black and blue too many games this season. Seriously,
they
got to
play the running back position and the quarterback position.
Right. And we see from the example of Cam Newton how they treat those black and blue quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady can play to 47. Cam Newton, 27 years old, and they're saying his career is done. Come on, man.
But y'all know something. Y'all know the difference. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, sir. Go ahead, man.
No, you know. Y'all know the difference between
Lamar. Cam Newton is 33 to be exact. I'm sorry. Cam Newton is 33.
No, you good.
Not 27.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But y'all know the difference. I know the difference in Lamar's MVP season than the other season. The offensive line.
Thank you.
Stable offensive line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had third string guys out there last year, bro. Third string guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last
year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
so
I can't even name
them. Right.
Yeah.
You're so right. That was my point. I was going to make it like say, look at what they surround a lot of the black and blue quarterbacks around. Only way they succeed is they had a good offensive line because they feel that, okay, you're a running quarterback. They don't think that they show dynamic in the pocket. But yet, You know, the other ones, like you say, the Tom Brady, they had an excellent offensive line. If all the ones who not mobile as the quarterbacks, they had a great offensive line. You know, whereas, you know, they only had to run if it totally broke down and then they had to run too far. And they wouldn't go too far, unlike, as you know, Westname would break a 30 and a 40 on you in a minute, you know, if you get it. So, but they need, like you say, bottom line, they need my quarterback, your quarterback, we need some offensive line. We need some blocking so they can show that they are dynamic passers. Because they are.
Max protection.
You know, don't let them
give us
have
max,
to run for their
give
life.
Give us max protection like you give Rodgers. Give us max protection
Thank
like
you
give Rodgers. That's all.
That's true. So listen, guys, we're going to leave it right there, right there. That was great conversation, you guys. That was great, 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 great conversation. 57, you still with us?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Give us the last word. Even though I know we had our skedaddle today.
You did that last week.
I need you to pick me up and give me the last word today, please, and thank you.
Well, as Kel started the show off earlier, we want to give prayers out to all the people that suffered losses today because of some person's ill-fated mental capabilities or whatever. But
come on with words.
We thank
you. Yeah.
Huh? Excuse me?
I said, them words, come on with them words.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we want to thank all the Kel Corner Nation people for being in, you know, holding it together, bringing in the truth. No matter what type of tensions we might have, we all got love for one another. Kel's Corner's going no place but up. And we look forward to seeing everybody 2 hours, Tuesdays and Thursdays. As my man said, The worst nation is procrastination. Love y'all.
Amen. A57, that was amazing, and that was beautiful. That was beautiful. And, like, I'm going to piggyback off of what 57 had to say. Prayers go up and out for the people of Bennett Road, that shooting that happened there, that mass shooting. We want to still give some shout-outs to the recovering people, like Uncle Shorty, Kirby, and y'all see Steve wasn't here, so he was under the weather as well. So we want to give some shout-outs to them as well. You know, y'all put them in y'all prayers too, Uncle Shorty, Kirby, and Steve. All right, you guys. DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kel and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Get a pen and a piece of paper, you guys, and write this down. The number is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Facebook at Kel's Corner and on Instagram at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. I want to thank all my people online, all my people on the phone. Thank you for these hours that you give us and the great conversation that you give us. Show love always, you guys. Show love always so we can stop this hate that's going around. Kel, you have the last word.
Hey, I wanna thank our online corner crew, for real. I love the support that you guys are showing, as well as our live in studio crew. Thank you guys, and you know what? If you love them, they should already know. All right, y'all. This song is for us, Kel's Corner. Thursday, we're gonna pick it back up at 5, and I don't know. I'm thinking Baltimore. Baltimore might be this team that we do this mock draft on Thursday. The Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. All right. Let's do it again.
Let's get it.
sweet breeze in the summertime. Feel your sweet face, all laid up next to mine. Sweet love in the midnight, good sleep come morning light. No worry about nothing, just getting good, just getting good, just getting good love. A man now, don't you fear? Like a lover now, don't you hear? Do it again. Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again.